News, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The public may be able to see some of the Jeffrey Epstein files after all. President Trump made the announcement last night. Correspondent Jared Hill.
The president says he's ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to petition the courts to allow the release of any and all pertinent grand jury testimony related to the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. While Bondi says the DOJ can make the request as soon as today, approval could take some time. Overnight, President Trump also blasted a Wall Street Journal article that claims he sent Epstein a body note for his 50th birthday, featuring a doodle of a naked woman.
The president says, quote, "It's not my language, not my words." Just after midnight, the House approved the president's plan for billions of dollars worth of spending cuts that'll affect both foreign aid and public broadcasting. Speaker Mike Johnson.
We clawed back $9 billion in taxpayer funds and wasteful spending, fraud, waste, and abuse. We've been targeting that every area.
New Mexico Democrat Teresa Ledger Fernandez was a no vote. She spoke out on the cuts to NPR and PBS.
Our public radio and TV are work across the globe for public health and peace are what is the best of America.
The bill's on its way to the president's desk now to be signed into law. A shocking announcement from Stephen Colbert on last night's broadcast.
The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
After more than 30 years, the network calls it a final decision and says it was purely financial. The Late Show is the most watched show in late night. Colbert says he learned the news the day before. Flood alerts up along the Gulf Coast. Torrential downpours have dumped up to a half a foot in southern Louisiana, sending floodwaters rushing through the roads and blinding drivers. National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones.
Louisiana has already seen quite a bit of rainfall and still looking at another two solid days or thereabouts of activity to come.
Barbecuing this weekend? Here's a heads up. Steak and burger prices are hitting record highs. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Government data shows the cost of ground beef spiked almost 12% in June compared to the year before, while steak shot up 8%. With an ongoing avian flu outbreak on top of decades of shrinking supply, the USDA reports the current cattle herd population is at its lowest level since 1951.
Dow futures up 66. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be talking the World Lumberjack Championship powwows and Hayward, live from Hayward, Wisconsin, with Jane Mattner, Greg Bach, and myself. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Missed you guys. But thanks for being here for Act Two. Great show here tonight, folks. Lots of fun on Nightlight. My guest currently is Paul Vandenplas. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It will make you love our state even more than you already do because he loves our state. And we will get back to Paul in just a minute. We have at 7:35, Jason Mansmith will be here. He's the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. They have some great shows coming up. Jason also hosts a show here on Civic Media. We'll talk about that. And our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? And I thought about this last night because... what's the movie called again? Heads of State, right?
Head of State.
John Cena and Idris Elba. Love Idris Elba. Tolerate John Cena. I think he's a little overexposed at the moment, but the movie looks so stupid. And you know what you're getting. The comedy in action comedy is never that funny, and the action is lame because there's nobody's ever really in any danger. It's kind of a waste. It's a waste of time.
You know, I will say, so you're talking earlier saying, well, they never get shot.
Yeah.
The big twist at the end, guess what?
Please tell me one of them dies.
No, but he does get shot with an arrow through the shoulder.
Okay, so what? You know what I mean? Like, I love Reacher. I love the Reacher TV show. But the end of season two, was it Reacher? Yeah, there was this ridiculous shootout where, like, I know the guy's big, but if he's 20 feet away and 1,000 bullets are being fired at him, he's going to get shot. I have no tolerance for stuff like that. Conrad's genre that he could do without is horror. And our guest, Paul Vandenplas, it says Seth Rogen. Yes. It's his least favorite movie genre. That's maybe my favorite answer of the whole week. So there you go. Let us know what your least favorite movie genre is. We'll read your text on the radio. That sounds like a great deal. It's free. And who knows? Maybe you could become, maybe your text will make you an influencer like our current guest, Paul. I don't even know what that's like. I have no idea what it's like to have 70,000 people hanging on your every word. That must be cool.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Do you ever do that? You ever go, why are they listening to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it's weird too, working with brands, you know, so yeah. It's like, they actually know who I am.
That is so great. I'm so happy for you. That's so great. So tell us about, all right, Wonderfully Wisconsin. I've told you where you can follow it. You have, you're doing some really cool stuff too. You've got a burger tour. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm determined. I've been seeing over the last couple of years, I think it's the Wisconsin Beef Council does a competition every year where it's like, they just have everybody vote on it. And then it's like the top 10 vote getters, then they go and taste them and then they award a best burger.
Yeah.
And you know, I saw that and I'm like, that's kind of a really lame way to award a best burger. Like you need to get out and try places. So I've determined, if it takes me a year and a half or 2 years, I'm going to try at least 100 burger places around the state of Wisconsin, and I'll just crown a winner. It doesn't matter.
That's doable in 2 years, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like a burger every, 2 weeks?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. Oh, you could do that in your sleep.
Absolutely.
So what about Appleton? Like, you live in Appleton. What's a good burger place that we might not have heard about, or a place you like?
A Home Burger Bar on College Avenue is a fantastic spot for a burger. One of my favorite, like, real hidden gem ones is Northland Pub. Fantastic burgers and really? Tater tots there. Unbelievable. Wow. I don't know what they do to them. They're very
good. The tater tot is kind of a lost art, right?
Yeah.
Why don't more places have tater tots?
I don't know.
They should. Give me a tater tot over potato salad any day of the week as a side. Come on.
Absolutely.
Do you hope you get to the point where, like, when you walk into a place, people are like, oh God, that guy's here. Shape up!
I've gotten to a couple places where they know me, and it's still odd.
That's so cool. All right, let's talk about the burger. I'm back and forth on this. You know, I used to like gourmet buns. Now, give me a butternut or a Wonder Bread bun that's small and doesn't take the taste away from what's between the bread. Does that make any sense? Do you have a certain bun you like on your hamburger?
No, it's just more or less like you have to have a bun. A bun is almost as important as the burger patty itself, that it's like it really needs to fit with what you're doing with that burger.
And what kind of burger, what are you going for? Do you like the bison burger? Like, right down the street here at Hagermeister, they have an elk burger I've had that's pretty good.
God, I got to get to Hagermeister.
So, like, yeah, they have good food. It's great bar food. Do you have a, or is it like, do you like the ground chuck, ground sirloin? You like a rare? How do you go for your burger?
I like my stuff. You have to have a pretty fatty burger to do it properly. And especially in Wisconsin, we do like smash burgers where they're pretty thin. So you have to have a high fat content for that. But I like my stuff like rare or medium rare.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here. You're kind of an everyman. So I know you didn't like go to culinary school, or maybe you did, but what is a smash burger? That word is all over the place now. And I kind of just nod and pretend I know what it is when I'm talking to the waitress. But what is technically a smash burger?
Typically they do those on a griddle.
Okay.
And so, because a regular hamburger patty, you know, will be pretty sizable sometimes.
Yeah.
So all they're doing is they're taking it like a spatula or a tool designed to, I don't know what it would be, and they'll smash it down, and usually that gets a really good sear on it and locks in some of the fat and juice.
And you said it's thin.
Yeah, they're typically pretty thin.
Oh, that's interesting. You did another post today. I love this on Facebook regarding cheese curds. Fried or fresh? Where are you? Because I think you were about 50% last time I checked.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Where are you at?
So I'm a fresh guy. I like calling them raw. You got to have the raw curds.
You're nodding.
I love fresh curds.
More than fried?
Yeah. When I get that squeak, I love it.
Yep. I don't know if I trust people like you guys.
Because you can get fried curds almost anywhere, but you can only get fresh curds in Wisconsin.
Is this what the poll is at? Is it literally at 50-50?
Oh, my God, it is.
On the nose.
So 50% chose correctly and 50% are wrong.
And you don't mind to take a stance on that either.
No,
you're like, okay.
No, it's all in fun.
I just voted for fresh, so now it's 52.
Well, I'm going to vote for fried. Thank you, Conrad. Here you go. Fried. What do you think about that? 50-50. Okay. You know what I think? And I'm not an expert, but if I could just give you some advice on your social media platforms, you know what I think you should do? Get political.
No, thank you.
Who doesn't love burgers? Both sides of the aisle. That could be very... All right, let's talk about Kringle, Paul, because you did something recently about Kringle.
Sure.
You posted that you... Maybe your favorite Kringle? That's a Wisconsin food. We got burgers, which was... The hamburger was created here, right?
Yes.
In Shawano?
In Seymour.
Seymour, right. Yeah. That's it. And then we just talked cheese curds. So now, Kringle. Tell us about Kringle.
Well, Kringle is the state pastry of Wisconsin, and if you've never had one, just get one. You can get them. I think Festival carries Racine Kringle Company, so that's a good, you know, the first taste is free, kid. You know, kind of,
yeah, right.
You're gonna it's a real slippery slope.
Do you have you ever had Uncle Mike's?
Uncle Mike's is fantastic, but I always like to say when I do Kringle content, people are like, oh, Uncle Mike's is the best, and I always say, there's two different categories. You have traditional and non-traditional. Uncle Mike's is by far and away the best non-traditional Kringle. They're insane. But sometimes they're a little sweet. They're a little much, you know, where it's like a traditional Kringle. Like in my house, we grew up and that was like a breakfast item. Like, oh, use a fresh Kringle and you have that for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of think like Kringle, like Uncle Mike's compared to more traditional, is like a Chicago deep dish compared to a regular pizza.
That is a great
comparison. I can eat like three bites of Uncle Mike's, and then I'm either got to plan my day around if I eat more of it. I'm going to have to be laid up in a sugar coma.
Right.
Because my parents sometimes will bring it's got like pecans, frosting, there's cinnamon in there. And yep. It's insane, but it does taste good. You just can't eat a ton of it. So Kringle in Racine, is that where it started?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a Scandinavian pastry. So, and that area of the state, Racine specifically, is heavily Scandinavian. So yeah. That's where it comes from.
All right. Well, what's the Wisconsin food you haven't really kind of done a deep dive on that you'd like to, if there is one?
Booyah.
What is that? What's booyah?
So booyah is actually more specifically a Green Bay thing. Okay. So it is like a chicken noodle soup, but it's prepared slightly different.
Oh, like bouillabaisse? Is that where it comes from? Like the
It actually comes in, I think, the Press Gazette here in town. A recent immigrant from Belgium went to put an ad for bouillon and then said mispronounced it or misspelled it booyah. And so then the name has stuck. So it is a Belgian-specific chicken noodle soup, if you will.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've got, when you leave here tonight, you just mentioned Hagermeister. You go a little further down, it's the Heights. I had a burger there the other night. It was delicious.
Oh, I hear the Heights is like great.
A bourbon burger with blue cheese and grilled onions, dynamite stuff. You took a trip recently I want to bring it back to movies for a minute, to the Pacific Northwest. And I think I remember you posted from there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your trip and what did you discover about that area that I thought was kind of cool?
Well, it was absolutely beautiful, but I did a self-guided Goonies tour in Astoria, Oregon, which is right on the coast. So if you're, about my age group, a millennial, you grew up with that movie and it's pretty iconic. So I got to drive around and see different scenes from the movie. And Astoria itself, if you're a history buff, it's the oldest established city west of the Mississippi.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's a beautiful area.
It's incredible.
Is stunning. How does the self tour work though? Do they give you headphones or something?
No. It's kind of what I do here is just like, I just looked up the locations and then put everything down and then just went and visited the different locations on my own.
Were you by yourself or did you?
I went with my parents.
Oh, okay.
So it was cool for them too, because, I grew up watching a lot of Goonies in my house. And so they also watched a lot of Goonies. So it was neat for them to see it as well.
That's great fun with the parents. All right. So you post about Wisconsin. Where are you off to next? What can people look forward to if they follow you on Facebook tonight or TikTok or Instagram? What do you have coming up?
I'm going to be getting back down to the Milwaukee area, knocking out some content down there. Maybe some more lacrosse, Eau Claire, Driftless region. I do next week. I'm going to be doing some more out of state stuff. So I'm actually going to be going to the Black Hills.
Okay.
And doing some really neat stuff out in the Black Hills. Cause that's another area that's not really, people know Mount Rushmore and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a lot of history and it's just really cool out there.
We got to think of a name for South Dakota though. You got Wonderfully Wisconsin, sort of.
Yeah.
Snuggly South Dakota. That's terrible. I'm not the guy to talk to for that. Would you want to do this full time? You said you have a full time gig. Do you see a point where you can get to do this where you're like, I'm just going to focus on this now?
I would love to. I think that's the plan. I luckily work for a pretty large company and they actually just had a social media manager position open, but they're looking for business experience, a degree. Okay, I don't have either one of those.
A guy who wants to go out and eat hamburgers.
Over the next two years. It's one of those. It's like, well, I do have, I work with large brands. I do, so it's like I have that in my corner. But
yeah.
I think eventually I would like to do it.
That's fantastic. Well, you're on your way for sure. Can we keep you for a few more minutes?
Of course.
All right. Now, Paul's going to stick around for one more segment. It's a short segment, but we're going to give him a quiz. It's Conrad's Curd or Turd Quiz. I know that sounds appetizing, but we'll do that with Paul next, and we'll read some of your texts. This is Peach Wabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let me take
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council. You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. It is Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin. Have we heard any weather stuff, Conrad? Have we heard any tornado issues or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But it looks nice outside, so.
Okay. Conrad is our resident meteorologist. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your least favorite movie genre? Dave on the stream, I think he was giving his popcorn pick, but he said Punch Drunk Love. So unless that's its own genre, that could work too.
That's an Adam Sandler movie?
That's an Adam Sandler movie, yeah. Thank you, Dave, as always. CJ from Stoughton says, once again, oh no, that's not for us. Bridget from the 818 says, horror films, too stressful. I hate to be scared.
Agree.
No doubt about that from Bridget. Thank you, Bridget. From the 920, John from Oshkosh says, romance is the worst. Unrealistic expectations for all involved. That's true. Rarely do people have romance movie sex. Can I get an amen from somebody in the studio here?
Yeah.
You never put your knee on someone's hair accidentally. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, says unnecessary blood and gore. For example, the Saw movies. I hate them. I am so with you, Tyler. I cannot watch those movies. The Saw, it just, they're awful movies. They're just terrible. John from Oshkosh also says Peanut Butter Falcon, one of my faves. Look at you, dude. Paul Vanderplas. He's got it. Wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas. He's going to take our, I'm not even going to take any ownership on this. It's Conrad's turd or curd quiz. So we're going to give that to Paul. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, the 4th of July scene in Sandlot. Yes, it shows our upbringing. And that's why we all find a love of movies. Could not agree more, Tom. Thank you, buddy. As always, great text. Okay, so Paul Vandenplas is here. He's the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. This thing has taken off. 1 year, you got 70,000 followers. Is that right?
Yep.
That's incredible. I'm envious, and I will try I'm going to try to siphon off a lot of your followers. I'm not going to lie to you, Paul. He's like, bring it. So we have a quiz here that Conrad put together. We thought this would be a fun theme quiz for Paul before we let him get out of here. This is Conrad's curd, which means true, or turd, which means false quiz. And then we're going to retire the bathroom stuff forever on Nightlight. So here you go. You ready, Paul?
Absolutely.
All right. Wonderfully, Wisconsin is taking our wonderful curd or turd quiz. Wisconsin produces more cheese than any other state in the U.S. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Way to go, Conrad. That's curd. I don't think that's right either. I thought California.
It's true.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Surprising.
What was your source on that?
Discover Wisconsin, actually.
Oh, all right. Oh. I believe those guys. Is that Logan Rogie?
It might be.
All right. Let's get him on here for a voucher. All right. Number two. The bratwurst was invented in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Turd is correct. Okay. It was invented in, Germany. Yeah, very well done. Okay. All right. Paul is one for two. That's a pretty good batting average for you Brewer fans. There are currently 99 craft breweries in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
That one's not getting by you, is it? You've probably
visited. 99 in Green Bay.
All right. He's two for three. Fish fries are only popular in Wisconsin during the summer.
Oh, turd.
Oh, I misread that. I thought you meant of other states, but you mean in our state only in the summer. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well done. Three for four, buddy. Let's keep it going. Cranberries are one of Wisconsin's top agricultural crops. Curd or turd?
Curd.
Very well done. Paul is on a roll. Butterburgers originated in Madison, Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Correct. And then Conrad added a bonus points. Where did they originate?
Oh, God.
It's kind of a tough one. I would not have guessed this, and I thought I knew.
That's why it's bonus.
Yeah. I can't. It starts with a W.
No, sorry.
Okay.
It's Solly's Grill near
Solly's.
Milwaukee.
Oh,
I thought it was
Solly's.
I thought it was that other. All right. Approximately. No, wait. What is? But that doesn't count against him. He's still 5 for 6.
Yeah, that was just bonus.
All right. Paul Van Impluss, 5 for 6, wonderfully Wisconsin, representing in the hizzy. Approximately 3 tons of cheese curds are eaten during the Cheese Curd Festival each year. Curd or turd?
We'll go with curd.
Curd is correct. Dude, you are crushing it. All right. Two final questions.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wisconsin is the top producer of maple syrup in the United States. Is it curd or turd?
Turd.
How about a bonus here? Do you know where it is the most?
Vermont?
Yeah. Well done. All right.
Now you're back to perfect.
9 for 9 with the bonus, with the extra credit. Okay, last question. Colby cheese was invented in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Curd.
Extra bonus points. You could be 11 for 10 if you get this right. Do you know what city it was invented in?
Would it be in Colby?
Oh, that was embarrassing. Conrad, I don't know how you're going to sleep tonight. I don't know. You know, it's a good thing you don't have a girlfriend because she might not let you in the house tonight. And I don't know that he might have a girlfriend. I don't know. Conrad and I don't get personal. So what do you think? Did he did okay?
He did great.
Did he do okay? All right. Paul, this is so much fun. Thank you, buddy. Keep it going. Right. Yeah. When you come back here, let's try to get you up to like 100,000. You think we could do that?
Oh, sure.
Nine people listening right now. I think we're on our way. No, there's a lot more people. Follow Paul on Wonderfully Wisconsin Folks, Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. He does great work. He makes living in Wisconsin, he makes you feel, you're already proud, but prouder and realize how fun it is here,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
All right. Give him a follow. Great to have you here, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, Jason Mansmith, the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House, will be here. We're going to talk about some upcoming events. And his show here on Civic Media. That'll be fun. And we'll read Jameson's text and Monica's. That's coming up next. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you.
In the night, in the dream of love so true. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's ordered the Attorney General to make a move to release a portion of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It certainly does seem to me that when you say pertinent testimony, that has a different meaning than saying all testimony. And the word pertinent does allow for a good deal of discretion here.
A win for the president in his bid to claw back $9 billion in federal funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The House voting just after midnight to send the bill to Mr. Trump's desk for his signature. After 30 years, a shocking announcement on The Late Show. Stephen Colbert told the audience CBS is canceling the most watched of the late night shows.
Let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing The Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 47.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, another state assembly rep is making an announcement seeking a spot in the state Senate. Find out which incumbent she's hoping to take out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here with us on this Tuesday night as we talk about all the things we love about life. Pardon?
It's not Tuesday, you know, it's the...
Did I say Tuesday?
Christmas Eve of weekdays.
That's like not even an Advent. On Did I say Tuesday?
You're talking about December 4th right
God,
now.
God, I'm having a really long week. This is insane. Either way, I'm glad you're here, folks. It's great to have you. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? You still have some time to get in on the fun, and I will read your text on the radio. How cool is that? Monica Hale posted on social media. We post our question on Facebook every day. She says, romance. It's all lies. By the way, I guess I'm in the minority, but I thought 28 Years Later was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Really, Monica? She says, I wondered why Ralph Fiennes was in the crap fest. Had I not been on vacation, 100 degrees out, and some of my plans that day didn't work out, I would have walked out. I absolutely loved the ending. If only the rest of the movie was like that. That is crazy. That is pure hatred for a movie. If you loved the ending. Wow, I'm fascinated by that text. That's outstanding, Monica. Thank you. We'll get to some more of your texts in just a minute, but I don't want to keep our guest waiting because I'm very excited to have this guy back on the show. He hosts a new show here on Civic Media, so that's kind of fun. We'll talk about that. It's on WRPN from 3 to 5 p.m. On weekday afternoons called Great Day. He is also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House, the very cool Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Mr. Jason Mansmith. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Thanks, good. How are you?
So much for having... I'm doing good, man. Thanks so much for having me. Hello to Conrad as well, man. Certainly do appreciate the time today.
Pleasure is all ours. First of all, I have to ask you, Jason, I know you run a theater and all that kind of stuff, but do you have a least favorite movie genre?
Well, I was thinking about this as I was kind of listening. I'm not a big fan of rom-coms, right? Yeah. I'm not a big fan of those or any movie where a dog dies, right? I'm not.
Do they not still do that? I can't remember the last time I saw something. You can kill people by the thousands, but if you kill an animal in a movie, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. You know, Marley and Me, not good for me. Fox and the Hound, not good for me. Old Yeller, not good for me.
That's a great answer. All right. Yeah, fantastic. So
difficult, for sure.
I think the pet killing is a new genre that nobody's a fan of. Hey, before we find out what's coming up at Thrasher, tell us about your show. I think it's so cool that you're part of Civic Media now. Tell us all about Great Day.
Yeah, well, we became a part of the Civic Media team here, you know, a couple of months back, and so glad to be along with it. But I've been in the radio business for coming up on 30 years and kind of been with that station for almost 30 years as well. So I got the opportunity to host a great show, music show, each and every weekday afternoon from 3 until 5. We call it Great Day. Only positive stories, only uplifting stuff, right? We only want to have a good time. So that's why we call it Great Day, because, you know, even when the day isn't so great, we try to make it great.
That's the great, that's the attitude you got to have, right? I mean, that's kind of what I try to do here. Like, you figure people talk about politics all day or deal with work or traffic or arguments, whatever. You got to have an escape. And if you haven't, folks, check out Great Day on WRPN 3 to 5 every weekday. Wow, that's impressive.
Well, congrats. I like to call it the afternoon soundtrack you love. So.
All right. I love it. All right. Let's get to some stuff you have coming up at Thrasher. You have some great. First of all, for those listening, Jason, that might not have been to Thrasher before, tell us about it. And this is a really cool venue.
Yeah, so we were built in 1910. Thrasher Opera House was built by Charlie Thrasher, a great historic opera house that showed silent movies back in the day. It hosted vaudeville shows. And then after a while, we got some talking movies in here, too. And then it went dormant for a bunch of years. And it was a boat storage facility. It was a sewing factory, man. Those kind of things. And then it went dormant again. And then some people had the great idea to kind of purchase the building and revive it and redo it and restore it. And we opened back up in 1997. And we did three shows in 1997. And as of last year, we did 89 events here in 2024. So it's been so great. It's a wonderfully sounding room. It's a comfortable room. We really love the experience people get when they get in this space.
And it's intimate too, right? Is it 200 seats or something like that?
Yeah, small cap. If we sit you down, it's 200. If we stand you up, we can get 325 in there. But 200 is where we like to be. And it's the acoustics in the facility, unbelievable. I don't know how they made a building back in 1910 sound this amazing. Wow. I've been in a lot of places and seen a lot of different theaters. But the acoustic sounds here are something that... new organizations and new theaters pay millions of dollars to figure out and study what we have here.
Well, that is something. Have you been? You haven't been there since 97, have you?
No, I've joined the team here in 2022.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's talk about some shows coming up. I love the shows you book in there because, first of all, I got to start with Elvis. It says in person. How are you swinging that, Jason?
Actually, I think it's a guy that looks pretty close to Elvis and sings a lot like Elvis, too, right? So,
thin Elvis or heavy Elvis?
I think a little bit of, the thin Elvis, actually, right? Okay. So, Matt Stone actually coming in this Saturday. I'd like to be able to get you a ticket, but it is sold out. It's been sold out for a couple of weeks here now. So, we're looking forward to that. Great band that's with him as well. And we're looking forward to having people in on that coming up on Saturday. But, yeah. Unfortunately, that show is sold out. We can't get you in.
What about on the 18th, you've got Tom Rush. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Tell us about Tom Rush.
Well, Tom is kind of like the inspiring and the impact of the American music scene that dealt with folk music back in the 70s and then the rock movement in the 70s and the renaissance of the 80s and 90s. So he played with a bunch of great players. He opened doors for so many other great musicians like you've probably heard of, James Taylor or Jackson Browne or Joni Mitchell, right? Nice. So Tom Rush has been kind of shepherding those folks along the way when they got into their careers. But he's left a stamp on all kinds of generations of artists, and including Emmylou Harris and Tom Petty and Garth Brooks have all cited Tom as a major influence. And we're going to have him in Green Lake, Wisconsin.
That's great.
Coming up tomorrow night. Tickets, $45. You got less, 200 seats tops in there. It's going to be an amazing show, and we're looking forward to it.
And there's still tickets for that one available?
Yeah, you can get online to our website, thrasheropperahouse.com, or you can simply pick them up, grab them at the door too tomorrow. We'll have them available for you.
So do most of your acts, I assume they come from everywhere, but do you have most of your acts come from the Midwest or...
We actually go to a bunch of booking conferences each year, and we deal with agents across America. So wherever the route is able to go, we are able to bring them in, not only just in America, but globally as well. We bring a lot of bands in from the Scotland area, from the Irish, Ireland area, so we have really good relationships, and people love, our artists love coming here.
Oh, I bet.
They have the good time here. We treat them super well and treat them super nice, and they love coming back to us too.
My guest is Jason Mansmith. You can check out his show here on the Civic Media Radio Network on WRPN from 3 to 5 p.m. every weekday. It's called Great Day. Check it out. He is also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, a little gem of a venue that you should go see if you haven't. I will admit I have not been there. I'm excited. I know one of these days I'll get down there, but I love theaters, Jason, where it's intimate like that, where there's only 200 seats. You can't beat that.
No. It's a fantastic experience. And so I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when you get to a show, right, you go through the process of purchasing your ticket, which is not necessarily easy, right? There's all these fees that are added on top. Right. Then you got to download this. You got to try to find your QR code when you get through the door, all that kind of stuff. Got to pay for parking, those things.
Right.
You don't get that here. Right. Easy purchase price online. Right. 5.5% That's it on the top of the ticket. So if you buy a $30 ticket, you're paying less than $32, right? Jeez. Free parking in and around the facility. No issues there whatsoever. And when you walk in the door, you don't have to worry about having your ticket with you or scanning this code or whatsoever. We look at the list. You give us your name. We check you off. You walk on in and have a good time.
That's fantastic.
It's a super, you know, personal experience. We love to get, we love to know our guests so much. And, you know, it's, we try to keep it really personal here too.
So, all right. I don't know if you know this, Jason. I would say about 95% of my listeners are big time Swifties. So yeah. I'm sure they'll want to hear who you have coming in.
Well, we really don't have anybody coming in, but we're going to be playing that. We're doing a great event coming up on the 14th of August, starting at 6 p.m. We get a lot of requests from people at other shows who just want to come to Thrasher Opera House to dance one time.
Oh.
Right? They just want to have a dance club night. And, you know, we're all about bringing the community together to celebrate the arts. And we thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's, you know, flip the script a little bit on what Thrasher Opera House is. We'll set up the room like a club. And we'll play a lot of Taylor Swift music that night because, you know, that's generational, right?
We can bring
the kids along. We can bring mom and dad along. We can bring grandma and grandpa along, great grandma and grandpa, whatever. It's going to be a good environment. No cost to get in. Absolutely free. Yeah, absolutely free, and we're going to have a great time. Music playing all night, cool lighting, all those kind of things, and people can come on and just check it out on our website. We ask that you RSVP, but if you don't, that's fine too. Just get through the door. We want to make this place as open and available to anybody in the community to come on in here and do that. And that's one of the things we also take real pride in is outreach that we do here.
Yeah,
We realize that some people maybe can't make it to our facility, right? But they still should get that really important arts-enriched kind of experience. So we like to take it out to them, too. We'll visit to various facilities or maybe to assisted living facilities or people who have some barriers, right? We'll go visit their workplaces and kind of bring this stuff to them. Because, you know, music can change lives. Music can, put a smile on someone's face who hasn't smiled for a long time.
That's right? Fantastic.
And we love doing that. And we love getting kids on in this place too to learn about music. We had a group earlier this year, they played bluegrass music and we brought a bunch of third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders in from Green Lake. They had the best time. They didn't know what bluegrass was before they got on in pretty much. Right. But they had a great time learning how bluegrass music was played. And it was such a fun experience. So we love doing outreach here.
I love that you're so part of the community there and your mission. It's so great. I want to ask you about two shows in particular. One, sadly, the first death from COVID that I had heard of was John Prine. It was a horrible tragedy. He had some medical complications before that. He was somewhat compromised, but still touring. One of my favorite songwriters, John Prine, you have a tribute coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are looking forward to this show. It is called Morning Train, a tribute to John Prine. It's coming up on August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. And this particular tribute features a lot of musicians in and around the Milwaukee area, right? So people that are in Chicken Wire Empire and Funk Club Wagon, another one, Midnight Hound, they all get together and they come on out and do this great Prine experience show. It's all got all those songs filled with the wit and the warmth and the wisdom of Prine, right? And, you know, and not necessarily the hits always too, the deep cuts that go in there too. And we just know that the storyteller that he was in those songs. So we're really looking forward to it. It's been really well received and tickets are going quick on that one. So I'd encourage you to check that out because it's going to be
awesome.
A fun night for sure.
Let's pick up there. We're going to do a really short break and we'll have a couple more minutes with Jason when we come back. This is Nightlight with Peach Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, "Rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result," unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, Hank Scott from 12 Tribe Cigars will be here at 6:35. He's a friend of one of our sponsors, our pal Norm Kopeski. They work together. We'll have a little cigar talk at 6:35. And then it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will be here to celebrate Wisconsin music artists and talk a little bit about her show, Max Inc. Radio. That's tomorrow night at 7:35, a bar band Friday night. Going to the text line here, we got a couple texts we got to finish up here before we get out of here. Jameson, I am sorry I missed this text earlier. Jameson texted us when Paul was still on, and he said, "Don't wuss out. Do the burger in a year." Jameson wants Paul Vandenplaus to eat 100 burgers in a year. And he said, and write a blog on each. Jameson's kind of bossy.
That's a lot of burgers in one year.
That's a lot of burgers, especially for a guy with a wife and kids who has more to his life than just eating burgers. Jameson says, also no tater tots, cheese fries only, or disco, which is cheese and beef gravy. I've never heard of that.
That's interesting.
Disco fries? That just seems immoral. Thank you, Jameson. Sorry we didn't see that earlier. Brian from Green Bay says, silent movies, worse genre, messes with my volume. All right, fair enough. Luckily, you're modern day. You don't have to watch silent movies. Thank you, Brian. Jameson also says, for you, no need to. I don't know if I should read that or not. Conrad, I need approval on that text from Jameson. From the 414, Christine from Slinger says, gory movies, but I love suspense. Christine, I am with you. I love to be scared. I love a good jump scare, but I don't need the gore. I can do horror movies if we're just scared, but I don't need the gore either. Janet from social media says, graphic horror. But I should clarify, I'm fascinated by horror films and how they're made. So I watch YouTubes, for instance, Suspiria, but I can't sit through a whole movie. Oh, that's a really interesting text. She's fascinated by how they're made. doesn't want to watch them. Thank you, Janet. That's great. We have a few more minutes here with our guest from the Thrasher Opera House. He's the marketing director there. Jason Mansmith is with us over the stream. He has his own show here on Civic Media that you can check out every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. on WRPN. It's called Great Day. So give it a listen and let Jason knock your socks off. So, buddy, I have to ask you. Where was I going to go? Pat McCurdy. You put me in touch with Pat. I remember seeing Pat when I was a stand-up in Chicago in the 90s. A bunch of us would go watch Pat McCurdy. I think at the Roxy, but I might have the venue wrong. But he was so much fun, and I was so surprised and happy that he's still touring three decades later, 25 years later, whatever it is. Tell us about Pat McCurdy.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have him coming in on Friday, September the 5th for a show. It's going to be an outdoor show, and we're doing it right on the shores of Green Lake. It's going to be a good time, and obviously, you know, Pat brings a certain type of song and humor to his show. The Pat heads are real. They follow around greatly, and we're excited to have him come back. He was actually one of our I was looking through our archives. He was one of our COVID shows too. Like when we had like audiences of 20 people or so, he came in and did a show here too for us. So it's nice to have him back. We'll have a full, you know, audience for him outside. Plus you're going to be on the shores of Green Lake watching a great show. And sunsets in the west as you're looking into it. It's going to be such a good time.
And it's so easy to get. What are you like 15 miles west of Fond du Lac or something like that? Piece of cake, right?
It doesn't take long. Yeah, it doesn't take long. 30 minutes from Oshkosh, 25 from Fond du Lac. You know, we're about an hour from Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison, right in the, you know, the heart of it all.
And it's absolutely beautiful. I was there years and years ago, and I will make it down there one of these times. But that sounds like a great show. Check out Pat McCurdy, folks. Check out, you've got a John Prine show. You've got a Taylor Swift dance party. And Elvis in a couple nights, and Tom Rush tomorrow. That sounds fun too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a good one. We'd love to have you come on in here and check it on out, thrasheroperahouse.com for tickets and information. But we got a whole bunch of other shows already kicking into 2026 that we've got on our site too. So if you're looking for anything, holiday shows, we already got those in the mix too. So you know, it's never too early to start, you know, thinking about Christmas. Oh, I heard you talking about it earlier.
So. That must be fun, like a Christmas show at this cool little theater in Green Lake. Let me ask you this, Jason. I love old theaters. Do you ever have moments where you're alone in the theater and no one else is there and it's dark and you can see the stage and it's silent? That is kind of a magic, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best, right? You like when our offices are located directly to the north of the theater, right? So we have a door that connects the two. But the moment you open that door, it just feels different, right? And I always like to say hello to Charlie every time I walk in there, because we got to say, you know, hey to Charlie Thrasher, because he's the dude who built it. And, you know, it's always good to be have him around. And you know, there's things that happen here too, right? So, but
you can tell nice us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People definitely have felt it and seen it. So, but it's a neat vibe. And there's nothing better than at the end of the night just kind of sitting there and taking it all in and just remembering all the people that have been through there and all the memories that were made, right? It's you want to start kicking your thoughts in gear, man. Just sit there for a bit and just think of all the people that have sat in those chairs and performers who've been on that stage, and it's awesome that we've been able to bring joy to so many people for so many years.
And a lot more to come. That's so great. Yeah, thank you so much, buddy. It was great talking to you and reconnecting. Let's do this more often. I love talking about the shows you put together. They're just great. And I wish you luck and good luck with the show. Tell me the name again. Great Day.
Great Day, yeah.
Good luck with Great Day. Give Jason a listen, and we'll do it again soon. Have a great night, Jason.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Thanks, Conrad.
You got it. Christine from Slinger getting in under the wire from the 414. She says, great movie. One of the best is Dragonfly with Kevin Costner. Beautiful suspense story. That's another one I haven't seen. I'm making a note of that, Christine. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody, for contributing to the show tonight. So much more fun when you guys are part of things. Thanks for your texts and calls. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaus from Wonderfully, Wisconsin. Give him a follow and check out the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Thanks to Jason Mansmith for being here. Conrad, on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what fine boys ought to do.
I want this beach out of me.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's responded to the outcry over the Jeffrey Epstein files by ordering Pam Bondi to seek release of grand jury testimony in the case of the late convicted pedophile. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The president can give the attorney general the go-ahead to say all of the testimony, or in this case, some of the testimony, the pertinent testimony, which is allowing the attorney general to potentially pick and choose here.
The White House says the president's been diagnosed with a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
They ordered so many tests because they were concerned, I think, about, well, what are their other causes of swelling of the legs?
Stephen Colbert made a shocking announcement last night.
It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of the late show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
CBS says the decision to cancel was purely financial. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.